Good morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, McKenzie, and Liv the Web Girl. And you, if you'd like to join in, 833-563-2539. Should you share your goals with people? I was reading this morning. It's research out saying that, you know what? It's okay to share your goals, but it's important, I guess, who you share them with. Because I've always been told multiple things. Yes, put it out there in the world. Let people know things. And then I've been like, no, don't tell anybody. Just keep your head down. Work hard. Grind. Because otherwise, you know, people are going to try to sabotage you. But according to the research, they found that people showed greater performance with their goal commitment and when they actually told their goal to someone they believed had higher status than themselves. So you got to tell people above you, they're saying, not below you.
Yes.
Not the little nothings. No, only the people you aspire to be.
It's true. Like, you should surround yourself. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, or the most successful. Like, you do. You should. People that you want to emulate, you should surround yourself with. It's hard because people that don't have the same ambition, or they don't want so many things. They're not goal driven. If you tell them your goals, they'll maybe laugh at you or like, yeah, right. You know, like as if you can ever do that, just because they don't have that mindset. They're just programmed differently. And that's okay. Do you, but you don't want to be discouraged by people that don't think you can achieve it or want to pull you down.
So what would your mindset be then? Like, are you the kind of person like that you share your goals with certain people? Like, I mean, like Liv, she hasn't told us any of her goals. I'm wondering what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I have big, huge goals. They say, I mean, that I'm sure you've heard, if people don't laugh at your goals, you're not thinking big enough.
What are your goals? Yeah. Now I'm kind of intrigued. Are
like
you going to share them?
Personal or professional?
How about one of each now there's so many options on the table? Listen, you talk, I'm going to peel the onion. I love getting deeper into this. How about a professional one? Like, what's
professional?
Because, like,
go ahead.
I was going to say, only like for people that may know, like if they listen to McKenzie back in the day when she was on the station or just recently, like from what I know you've done radio and you're doing radio right now. You've done TV. You're a spokeswoman or a spokesperson, whatever the correct terminology might be. And that's all I know. Is there more than that that you aspire to do?
Well, it's along those lines. So my ultimate goal, my dream job would be to work for E! News nationally. So I want to be a national, like when Kelly Ripa retires, boom, I'm in there with Ryan Seacrest.
Get out the way, Seacrest.
That would be my ultimate goal. Just because I love to entertain. I have an energy about me and I love to uplift people. Like when they're struggling or they just like make them laugh for the day. That's what I want to do. I'm really relatable. I'm real. I like to share my life. So that would be my ultimate goal. And I want to inspire, like if I can make one person smile for the day or like think a better thought and like pull them up from the dumps of the dire, whatever situation they're in, like that, I've accomplished my goal for the day.
See, and I think that's so awesome and inspiring. But then and you never compare yourself. I know that. But I think about my goals and even just other people I've worked with in my career. I don't know if, like, I'm not trying to be lazy or take the easy way out, but, like, I guess I have certain goals, but I feel like, not that I've achieved them, but I don't have those big of goals. And there's nothing wrong with, like you say, maybe like be on E! News or sitting next to Seacrest when Kelly's out. But like, I just, like for me, I feel like this sounds lame. I'm afraid to say it.
No, say it. Don't be afraid.
I just want to have a really successful morning show and not like necessarily by popularity, like, oh, there's Joe from the Joe, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's just the fact, like, I love radio so much, though. I don't know if I'm afraid to do other things. Like, TV's always interested me. Like, that always seems kind of fun. But I guess I don't have those big interests. I don't know if that, like, if that makes me weird or what.
And that's just, no, it doesn't make you weird at all. And that's just professional.
Or like if I'm lazy or giving up, I don't know.
And here's, I mean, my goal too is obviously my number one job is I'm a mom. And
of course.
To, like to raise my daughter and for her to be the kindest, most loving person in the entire world. So that's my ultimate goal. I just want to be with her. Because here's the thing too, when you get to the top, if you don't have anyone to share that success with, I feel like you failed. So I really measure success, not on money, not on fame, not on blah, blah, blah things. It's like, am I truly enjoying my life? And can I say, I am happy.
Now, Liv the Web Girl, have you ever given any thought to like goals that you have, whether they're personal or they're like career kind of focused?
I want to be adopted by Kris Jenner one day. That's my goal.
How is that going right now?
Not great so far, but I just bought a pair of sunglasses that like emulate her vibe. So I'm on my way. You got to start small, right?
Wants a momager. That's what she wants.
Well, go tag her on Instagram and follow your dream. We're so proud of her. She's growing up. Hey, coming up soon, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. Then after that, the song of the day.